From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com. Welcome, everybody, to this Whiskey Quickie, and today we're stepping out a little bit out of the realm of bourbon here to look at a Dubliner Irish whiskey, but this one actually has a label that they're finished in bourbon casks.
Well, who knew? I thought most Irish whiskey, they're aged in usually a used barrel.
They're always,
might not be bourbon, but probably more than likely it's bourbon.
And that's the thing, is that we started going down this path and even starting the podcast and talking to a lot of distilleries and like, what do you do with all these extra barrels? You talk to Brown-Forman, you talk to Heaven Hill, you talk to these global companies. And yeah, most people, since bourbon can only be used one time, they go and they ship them off to Scotland, Ireland, and wherever else, and they're used for secondary finishes. But this one, they actually are putting on the label that they put X bourbon casks on them. So pretty unique, I guess, in that regard. But this is a blend of a 3-year-old single malt and grain whiskey, bottled at 80 proof, and comes in at a mere $30.
A lot of Irish whiskey is 80 proof. I wonder why.
That is a question. I don't know. Maybe because there's just so much of it and they just got to like get it out to the masses. But no idea. All right, on the nose. I get like a very like grassy.
Yeah, there's like a fresh farm hay, kind of like grass, fresh cut grass. A little bit of like bright raspberry, kind of like raspberry lemonade tea, kind of crystal light thing going.
What? Raspberry lemonade tea. I'm not too sure I get that, but I'll let you have this. So on the taste, let's go with there.
It's light.
You gotta understand, we're not big Irish whiskey people either. We're just venturing into it a little bit, but hey.
Yeah, there's like, I get a lot of tea notes. I get a lot of that farm, a little bit of like cider kind of taste going on with it.
Yeah, I'd say that. I actually, when you said the tea, I kind of get that. I mean, it could just be the color of it or something like that, but it definitely has some of that sort of tea, a little bit earthy kind of flavor kind of going on to it.
Yep.
All right, on the nose, how are you gonna rate this?
Sideways.
I'm with you on that one.
Nothing too, you know, it's out of our realm, but I like Irish whiskey. I'm a fan, but there's nothing like I'm really hanging my head on. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
on the taste.
Sideways, you know, it's there's some decent flavors in there, but a lot of like farm, earthy, grassy kind of notes that throw me off.
Well, what if it was distilled on a farm?
Well,
then it would make sense.
That would make sense, but it wouldn't be for my palate still.
And the finish?
Regardless of the farm.
And the finish?
Thumbs down. There's kind of like this bitter, like just that earthiness kind of is still there, and it's just not for my palate.
That's understandable. All right. Well, cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.